Have you heard of Mood.com? They sell federally legal weed gummies, everything you'd expect from a dispensary, and shipping is right to your door. Zero pants required. I'm serious. You can now get high-quality, 100% federally legal cannabis products delivered right to your door without ever leaving your couch. And you can get $30 off your first order at mood.com/obscura with promo code OBSCURA to bring you amazing, high-potency THC gummies, home-baked cookies, top-shelf flower, vapes, and more. All third-party lab-tested and backed by a 100-day guarantee. No dispensary lines, just clean, quality, 100% federally legal THC from their farms to your couch. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get $30 off their first order with code OBSCURA. So, head to mood.com/obscura, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code OBSCURA when you check out to save $30 on your first order. Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Wallingford, Connecticut, October 16th, 2023.
We begin the afternoon rush with breaking news. I'm Kara Sundland. One man in Wallingford is dead.
Barbie Poplin and her boyfriend, Donald Pasmore, are at the home on North Airline Road, and everything is going well between them. As the evening carries on, Donald drank at least 2.5 pints of Captain Morgan liquor and ginger ale. Donald is depressed. He's been dealing with mental health issues after his mother recently died. Since then, he's been struggling with drugs and alcohol. Donald Pasmore was born in Meriden on April 5, 1961. He is a heavy equipment operator. He's also the director of operations at SnowPros, for which he's ran for 18 years. Through his line of work, Donald has made a lot of friends. More important to him than that are his daughter and granddaughter. Still, the depression and drug abuse has been bad, and lately has been sinking his mood to rock bottom. While they are sitting downstairs, Donald gets up and begins to walk upstairs. Barbie stops him and asks what he's going to do. Donald stops and looks at Barbie. She's sick of all this. Barbie knows what that look means, but she doesn't want to feed the behavior. You see, listener, Barbie has known Pasmore for a long time, but they only started dating about a month ago. She has been living with him for 2 to 3 weeks. This isn't the first time Donald has suggested harming himself. He has a handgun, a .22 revolver. Donald would often remove the handgun from his dresser drawer. He calls it his best friend. Donald doesn't say anything. He proceeds upstairs, and downstairs, Barbie remains. Suddenly, Barbie Poplin hears a pop. She goes upstairs to the bedroom and sees Donald. Blood pours from his mouth. Barbie realizes that Pasmore has shot himself. She runs downstairs to call 911. After the call is over, she runs outside because she's scared. At approximately 2:37 a.m., Officer McCaskill was dispatched on a high-priority response. McCaskill proceeded to the call and, en route, got his individual first aid kit out. Upon arrival, he met Barbie outside the house. She said that Donald Pasmore was in the bedroom, which is located upstairs, and to the left. The house is a split-level ranch. Officer McCaskill drew his firearm and entered the front door and into the living room. He announced his presence as a police officer. Donald Pasmore began yelling at Officer McCaskill from upstairs.
Okay.
Throw the gun away! Where is it? Is it a gun on the floor? Sir, is the gun...
Don't worry about me. Come on, officer.
Where's the gun in relation to where you are?
Officer McCaskill approached the stairs and began to communicate with Passmore and asked him where the gun was. Passmore said the gun was beside him, on the bed. He asked McCaskill to come upstairs. After assuring that Passmore was not holding a gun, Officer McCaskill moved upstairs to the doorway of the bedroom.
Let me see your hands. Put your hands down.
I don't care. Take me away. I don't care. You want to shoot me? Shoot me.
I don't want to shoot you.
Shoot me.
Passmore told Officer McCaskill to shoot him. McCaskill responded that he did not want to shoot him. And at this time, Officer Bellucci took a position on the right side of the doorway. He had his firearm drawn. The officers then attempted to communicate with Passmore, who was very aggressive.
Shoot me!
To the left.
Shoot me!
Where's the weapon, sir?
It's behind him on the bed. So just leave your hands on your head.
Get that fucking light off me, or you're gonna be fucking dead. Put the light off of me.
The light's
now.
On you, it's on
get
the back.
Get that fucking light off! You listen to me. I don't listen to you. You try it? You want to try it?
Can you get off the bed?
Are you going to try it?
Can you get off the bed, sir?
Can you
I'm
going to lay right here and die. All right?
They gave Passmore multiple commands not to touch the gun and to keep his hands in front of him. Passmore refused all efforts to get him medical attention. He said that he was going to bleed out and would die in bed listening to music. To light up the dimly lit room, the officers used their flashlights. Passmore did not like this and started yelling. The officers did not point their lights in Passmore's eyes so as not to aggravate the situation.
There's no reason for you guys to have your guns out. No, nothing.
You two, is that affirmative?
You're on there. Let me die. All right?
We don't want you to die, sir. That's the last thing we want.
I don't care about what you want. You haven't lived my get the fuck away.
Don't even think about it.
But don't even think about fucking that light in my eyes. You hear me?
You keep your hands where we can see them.
Behind me.
You keep your hands where we can see them.
You got them. I put my gun behind me. Do not fucking put that in my eye ever again.
I'm not trying to point it in your eyes, sir. I'm trying to get some light into the room.
Leave.
We're not leaving. We can't leave.
Lord,
you know we can't leave.
So don't worry about it. I'm dying. That's it. Then leave me alone. Let me go in peace. Okay? Can you ever do something like that?
Sir, keep your
hands in front of you.
Do me a favor. Come down on the floor.
No, I'm not coming down on the floor. I'm not doing nothing. Do my way. So I'm going to wait. So I'm going to die. It's all there is to it. You got it?
Where did you shoot yourself?
Right up to my mouth. If there are kids in my house, I don't know. I should have went this way. I go for the rest of my brain. Well, it's gone. It's gonna go. If I shoot myself for you, get the fucking spotlight off of me!
Lights on the floor!
Look it, it's on my face. I want it down.
It's too dark.
Hey, look it, you got 2 chances. One, don't be a hero. Put the light down. Don't put the light in my face.
You keep your hands where we can see them, and I won't shine a light on you.
I told you. Don't be a hero.
Keep your hands where we can see them.
Zero. All right?
Sir.
I said, yes. Go do what you guys gotta do. I'm fine. I'm going to sleep. I'm not going to wake up.
We can't leave, sir.
Listen. I just told you what I can do. I'm going to sleep. I'm not harming nobody else but myself.
We can't allow you to do that, sir.
I can lie. Well, what's the difference? You shoot me?
That's the last thing we want to do, sir. That is the last thing we want to do.
Keep your hands off you right now.
My hands are up. Don't worry about it. Grab the phone. Grab the phone.
I don't know where your phone is.
In the pursuit of country music.
I don't know. Can I get up? Get my phone?
Keep your hand in front of you.
Right there. Where's your phone? Talk about
it. No. Where's your phone?
When I get out of here, get it.
Put your hands in front of you right now.
Put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
Right now. Tell you right now. You're coming to that room. Why don't
you
grab that phone?
You're not grabbing the phone if it's off the bed. Forget it. Keep your hands up where we can see it.
I'm going to get that fucking phone.
It's not ringing. It's done.
No.
Put your hands up.
Keep your hands up.
It'll be done.
Keep your hands up.
Look at it. Asshole. Relax. I'm just gonna die. Shut the lights off.
We don't want you to die, sir.
I do. I left 62 years. I'm done. Got it? Do you got it? Oh, I will show it to you.
Just come down off the bed. Come down off the bed. Come down off the bed.
Touch the gun.
Do not touch the gun.
Get that fucking light out of
here. You don't tell me what to do. You don't touch the gun. You hear me?
I don't tell you what to do. You're in my fucking house, motherfucker. You want to find out?
Now, listener. According to a statement from Officer Bellucci, toward the end of the 9-minute encounter, Passmore verbalized that one of us was going to go. At this time, he feared for his life. It appeared that there would be no more peaceful resolution with Passmore. Many thoughts raced through his mind, that included being able to go home to his family and being able to watch his kids grow up.
You keep those hands where we can see them. Come down off the bed. We need you to come down off the bed.
I'm coming. I'm leaving you down. That's where I'm going. That's it. I'm going to leave you down. Take me out in the courts, all right? That's all I want to do. I just want to listen to my music. And leave you dead. Okay? Sorry, you guys don't want to hear it. If you're a fucking in the service, you want to saw it.
What kind of gun did you shoot yourself with?
22, long shot.
Is it that rifle on the floor over there?
Oh, that's a powder gun.
That's a what?
Powder gun.
A murder gun?
Powder. You know about guns or what?
Is it a long gun or a handgun?
Listener, you know all the extra fees we have to pay in life. You know the fees. Hidden and everything from concerts to movie tickets. A Chime checking account makes financial progress easier with features like no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Chime is a financial institute built with a sense of community. In my opinion, they accomplish this with boosts. That's right, listener. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. Join millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. With over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you won't be left wasting your money on withdrawals. Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Listener, do you know a feeling when a case is stuck in your mind and you can't stop thinking about every detail? Now, Imagine that feeling 24/7, but instead of solving mysteries, your brain is stuck on thoughts you don't want to have. And it's feeling like you have to do something to make these unwanted thoughts go away. Like repeatedly checking on what you're worried about, constantly asking for some reassurance, or endlessly replaying the thought in your mind. OCD is a serious and highly misunderstood condition that causes people to get stuck in a cycle of stressful, unwanted thoughts and repetitive behaviors, which can become debilitating. These unwanted thoughts are called intrusive thoughts. They're usually disturbing, stressful, and feel totally out of character. They can be about anything, but often focus on people or things we care about, making them hard to ignore. People with OCD often try to relieve the anxiety from those thoughts with repetitive physical and mental behaviors called compulsions. Because there are so many misconceptions about OCD, a lot of people don't know they have it, feel shame about their symptoms, and suffer in silence. Plus, not every therapist understands OCD or is qualified to treat it effectively, which can make it difficult to find the right help. OCD is highly treatable with a specialized type of therapy called ERP, or exposure and response prevention. With NoCD, you can do live virtual ERP therapy with licensed therapists who specialize in ERP and OCD, so they truly understand what you're going through, even the symptoms that feel hard to talk about. NoCD makes this life-changing treatment affordable, enabling over 155 million Americans to access evidence-based treatment at NoCD covered by insurance. Between therapy sessions, you'll have NoCD's powerful in-app support. If you or someone you love is struggling with OCD, you're not alone. And with the right care, you can get better. To find out more about therapy with NoCD, go to NoCD.com and book a free 15-minute call with their team. That's NoCD.com to learn more and book a free call.
Have you seen it against the wall?
I see that one. I'm at the one that you shot yourself with.
The handgun. Nine rounds. Don't fuck around.
Is it a revolver?
Oh, magazine. I'm telling you it is.
Okay.
Let me die here. And that's it. You don't want to get this? You don't want to let me get my phone? I don't care. Fuck it. I just want to answer my phone.
What do you need with your phone? Who do you need to talk to?
Look, obviously, not you assholes.
Well, we're here, so talk to us.
Guess what? Yeah, you might see that fucking thing, first thing in your mind, to get you seen it here. Alright?
Why don't you tell me what's so bad in your life that made you do this?
You're not a negotiator. If there was no negotiator, you would shut it up and get it. I know all that shit, so I'm good. Don't sit there when I'm a corpse. That's all I say. Alright? Did you do it? Take the legs off me?
I can't take the lights off. It's too dark.
Lights on you.
For a speedy recovery for Chris Stapleton, he's on Doctor's.
It's too dark,
sir. You want the red bean?
Check out the story on Instagram at After Midnight.
Do you want the red bean? Put your eyes. Put the flashlight down. Put both flashlights down.
Sir, you know we can't do that.
I'm telling you right now.
You know we can't do that.
What are you gonna go? What of you are gonna go?
The only flashlight that's on is pointed at the ground right now.
Listen. Put both of them off. Now.
We can't.
Now.
You know we can't. Keep your fucking hands
put
where we can see them.
Now.
Keep them where we can see them.
Once you're gone, get your
get your right hand up right now.
Get your right hand up.
Get your right hand up. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Worst thing in your mind is that you're seeing it here. All right?
Why don't you tell me what's so bad in your life that made
Listen.
You do this?
Listen, you're not a negotiator. If you were a negotiator, you would shut it up and get it. I know all that shit, so I'm good. Don't sit there when I'm a corpse. That's all I say. All right? Can you do it? Take the lights off me?
I can't take the lights off.
You want me to put the lights on you?
For a speedy recovery for Chris Stapleton.
It's too dark.
You want the red bean?
Cut the story on Instagram at After Midnight.
Do you want the red bean? You put your eyes, put the flashlight down. Put both flashlights down.
Sir, you know
I'm telling you right now.
You know
what? Where are you going to go? What of you are going to go?
The only flashlight that's on is pointed at the ground right now.
Listen, put both of them off. Now.
You can't.
Now? You can't.
Passmore placed his right hand onto the bed where he had previously indicated that the gun was. It appeared as if he was feeling around for something. Passmore was ordered not to touch the gun and to raise his right hand. Passmore lifted his right arm, at which time he was observed holding an object that immediately and clearly was recognized as a gun. Passmore pointed the gun into the police officer's direction. It was then that the officers discharged their department-issued firearms several times. Passmore then dropped the gun.
You know we can't.
Keep your fucking hand.
Put your hand in front now.
Keep them where we
do not touch the gun. Get your hand.
Get your right hand up right now.
Get your right hand up.
Get your right hand up.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Yep.
He's supposed to turn up. Enter, signal 88.
Do you know where the handgun is? Do you know where the handgun is?
On the right side.
Obviously,
him. You need to get him off the bed, cuff him, secure that weapon.
Other side of
the floor. I need that light. Come on with me.
Yep.
Get that weapon away.
Grab it, quick.
Can I take this?
Yep. Got it.
Once I felt I was safe to enter the room, I maintained cover as Officer McCaskill placed Passmore into handcuffs. The firearm was located on the bed, on the right side of Passmore. Officer McCaskill handed the firearm to Officer Sheck, which was later secured in a cruiser. I radioed dispatch that the scene was secure and to send the medics in. Officer McCaskill rendered first aid to Passmore as I stepped outside to console the complainant, who said that she was his girlfriend. Wallingford FD medics arrived on scene and transported Passmore to a nearby hospital for treatment, where he was pronounced deceased.
Erica, good morning. We do know from police this was an officer-involved shooting, but that is all we know at this point. Police not telling us what exactly happened here, what led up to this shooting. And a heads up for everybody who lives around this area, North Airline Road, that is where this happened, and that is currently closed with this investigation underway. Take a look for yourself down the road here. You can see investigators all over the scene here as this investigation continues. Police tell us this happened around 2:50 this morning. The Office of the Inspector General now leading the investigation, as is always the case with these officer-involved shootings. And the New Haven State's Attorney's Office and State Police also involved with this investigation as well. Again, we do not know what exactly happened here, what led up to this shooting. I can tell you, as you look down the road here, this is a very residential area, houses in every direction around here. Of course, as we get any more details about what happened with this officer-involved shooting, we'll pass those along to you.
The officers were placed on leave, and an investigation was immediately started, though that investigation eventually went on for nearly 2 years. Critics of the officers involved felt that they could have de-escalated the situation better. Some comments I've read suggest that they pull back a little. In the opposite direction, many say that the officers did what they were trained to do, and that if there's any criticism, it should be vetted towards the system, who didn't equip the officers with the proper tools to handle the situation. Well, after nearly 2 years of investigation, the officers were cleared of any wrongdoing, and the shooting was ruled justified. What do you think, listener? Should police officers be involved in situations like this? Should they be trained to handle situations where someone is having a mental breakdown with more delicate hands? Or do you feel that the police did the best they could given the circumstances? That the suicidal man only got what he was asking for? I'd love to hear where you stand, but I think that wraps things up. Thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.